Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa.
You're checking in.
Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
and Robbie the Degenerate.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Football is kind of doing stuff.
Yep.
Kind of doing stuff. I saw yesterday, I got jealous because I was watching on Twitter yesterday, Leroy, and the Jaguars had Gardner Minshew throwing some passes to receivers. Now, granted, they were not even wearing helmets, but he was throwing passes to receivers wearing his Jaguars jersey. Now he's fresh off the Rona list. And by the way, Gardner Minshew had a great quote yesterday where he says, coronavirus took one look at me and ran the other way. Which, you know what? If I was a disease and I did have eyes, I probably would look at him and go the other way.
All right. And say, all right, Uncle Rico.
But I want to see when do I get my little clips of Tua doing the passes? I want that, man.
Really?
I'm tired of these stretching drills.
I want him to play football.
Can we do a little 7-on-7?
Yeah.
Stretching.
You know? Stretching. It's enough for the stretching and the kettlebells. Come on, I want to see Tua cut it loose.
You might ought to try stretching every now and then.
Dude, I want to see him cut it loose.
Really?
Slinging southpaw. Telling you, man.
Right.
Now, this is interesting. I was reading this from Barry Jackson yesterday, Sports Buzzin'. And what I like to call this is infiltrating. This is infiltrating. Taking advantage of an opportunity. So everybody knows Josh Rosen, he's got no shot at this quarterback job. Unfortunately for him. Not saying it's fair or unfair. He just got no shot. All right, even Ryan Fitzpatrick has basically come out and said, I'm a placeholder for Tua. But to Josh Rosen's credit, hasn't requested a trade. And apparently, according to B-Jax, he is the only quarterback who gathered receivers for offseason workouts. How about that?
Well, don't look reading to that any more than this. All right, Ryan Fitzpatrick, that's his birthday time, so he's eating cake.
He was out of town.
Yep. Was he out
was
of
out
town.
Of town.
Tua.
Tua wasn't here yet.
Nope.
So he was the only quarterback.
But he was putting it together.
Okay, he was the only quarterback in town.
So like when Rosen is he's talking to Preston Williams and Albert Wilson, He's got a text. They go, oh, who's that? Text from Tua. He goes, yeah, Tua, just checking in. He goes, not here to throw with you, huh? That's tough.
Interesting.
Interesting. How long would you survive in an NFL locker room with all your shenanigans?
I don't know. It probably depends how good I was, how much shenanigans I'd be allowed to get away with.
There you go. There you go. You know what? I'm rooting for Josh Rosen to get a chance. I'm not rooting for him to succeed, because if he's good enough, he'll succeed. But a legitimate chance, right? Because I don't think he's gotten one. And it's unfortunate it happens, but wow. Tough break, right? I mean, he seems to be keeping a good head about himself over the situation.
Definitely. Definitely.
But, yeah. I don't know. He's the only quarterback in town. That's how that worked out.
It says Rosen arranged
anything into it.
Rosen arranged voluntary offsite throwing sessions with Dolphins receivers, according to a source. At times in the past, Rosen has gotten a bad rap on the issue of whether he's a popular teammate. We have been told that Dolphins players like him and appreciate that he took initiative to organize workouts. He's under contract through Miami in 2021. The Dolphins haven't tried to trade him, but that could ultimately be their best option. Best option sometime in 2021, as opposed to losing him for nothing. Here's what history tells us about the quarterbacks who've gone off their career. Incidentally, at least one Dolphins receiver has also caught passes from a familiar name this summer, Geno Smith. Old sucker punch.
So let's be clear. The only people who ever have said that Josh Rosen was a bad teammate were reporters.
Yeah, and the Cardinals.
No teammates.
No teammates.
Okay.
Right. In fact, he got he got a huge endorsement from the OG, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, he showed up to his charity softball event, even though he was already gone.
Yep.
Okay. So basically, the players have never said that. Right? It's kind of like, remember the way DJ would talk about Cutler?
Yeah.
He loves Jay Cutler.
And we would be like, yeah, man, that's not what we've been hearing. Right? So I always, until you
some
hear...
In fairness, some of that was Cutler's doing too.
Right. But I'll say this. Until you hear it from a player, for example, and I always use this example, players have said negative things about T.O.
Yep.
Never about Randy Moss.
Nope.
But the way the media, if you took it from the media, they would think that Randy Moss was the bad seed, right? With some of the things that he has done.
I'd agree with that, especially in Oakland.
Right. So from that standpoint, man, be careful with that. I'm not just because a guy, players really like this. Like, man, get out of here with that.
Yeah, but you know what?
If nobody liked Josh Rosen, they wouldn't have showed up for his workouts.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
No, it's tough, no tough to chance. Say. No chance.
What if they were? What if they wanted to go? No get, chance. You know, just get some. If you say he's the only quarterback, maybe no, they do have to do that. No,
let me explain something to you. If there's a player that now, keep in mind, the great thing about football is you play with guys you don't like. It's called being a professional, right? Unlike any other profession in the world, right? In sports, you're going to need that guy to win. So you guys get along. But if a guy called me in the offseason to work out that I didn't like, there ain't no way in hell I'm showing up and working out with him. No chance. Not going to be miserable in my offseason too. Get out of here with that.
Let's get the headlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Leroy, you are the sound of lightning on a sunny day. Thank you.
You guys remember when a DJ had pending action on a Jay Cutler over-under touchdowns before that snafu happened and the bet got waved off?
Snafu!
Hey, Tobin.
Wacky radio bit.
Your reach. is going all the way to Fort Myers. You ready?
Really?
Response from waitress in Fort Myers when asked when I asked for silly sauce or special sauce on my order. If I ever met this guy Tobin, I'm gonna kill him.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, Leroy, I think your conspiracy theory yesterday about the COVID list is starting to come to fruition a little bit. You have Gardner Minshew and Stafford, both already got taken off the list.
Man, it's not new to football, man. It's not new to football.
And then the Dolphins also took off Cordarrelle Tankersley, and then they cut him.
Right. And I bet you there's another guy on the team.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's not new to football. You use all the different ways. For example, during the season, you can only have a number of guys, right, on the practice squad, right? And then all of a sudden, you have a guy who wants to get signed from another team. Put him on the injured list. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and all he has to do is come in contact, which is exactly what happened to Malcolm Perry.
Right. There you go. It's a way to have access to more players than you can have on your roster. That's it. So you go to a facility, it might only be a 53-man roster, but you see like 60 or 70 guys working out. You're like, wait a minute, that's more than 53. Oh, no, he's on IR. He's on this list. He's on PUP. But come on, man.
Well,
think.
Speaking of which.
Using the system to your advantage.
There are reportedly several big names that are considering opting out of the NFL season before Thursday's deadline.
Wow. I wonder who do you think is in there, Leroy?
It's got to be someone with no guts.
You know, it's gonna be guys.
J.J. Watt,
who have already solidified themselves in the league, that have already made a ton of money, and just thinking, you know what? I'll sit this one out.
Well, J.J. Watt's the guy, right? Like he's J.J. Watt, who never plays football. He'll take a stand on not playing football because he already knows he's not gonna play football anyway.
Or let me ask you this: would a Bosa do it?
Yeah, I can see a Bosa doing it, but the Bosa's just got paid, or one of them got paid.
Just got paid from the Chargers.
So I can't see him leaving, but J.J. Watt, that's A1 for me.
What about a quarterback?
Ooh, I tell you what, it doesn't really matter because he doesn't play football anyway, but I would like to see that the Texans could implode, Robbie, and then that pick gets real fat and juicy for next year.
Oh my God, I'll be Saints fans!
Leroy! We better be rooting. You know what? Maybe we should infiltrate J.J. Watt and be like, don't play it, J.J. Don't play, baby. For your health.
That's a Watson. Yeah.
It's for your health.
Oh, Watson's already pissed that they traded DeAndre Hopkins?
Yep. Although I don't care about Deshaun Watson anymore because we got Tua. But, you know, back in the day, you know, we did have the conversation about trading for Deshaun.
Well, look, forget about trading for Deshaun Watson. If Deshaun Watson opts out, the Texans are going to be terrible. They're going to win like two games.
That's true.
The first pick.
Now, you want to talk about a petty move, right? You don't give me my contract, I'm opting out. Whew. That'll cause a disturbance.
That's a good move.
Now, question
what about
for you
Dak?
Guys.
Why about Dak pulls that move, too?
Well, you can't because once you opt out, it's like not like the other sports. You can't opt back in.
Can you?
So you're done. So why would Dak, who already signed...
Just play chicken with him.
Why would Dak, who already signed the...
franchise tender.
The franchise, who's going to be guaranteed $31 million, why would...
The deadline's over, right? Like, he can't get
July 15th was the deadline.
Oh, so he can't get a deal?
He can't get an extension.
Yeah, he's playing under the franchise.
So why would he do that?
Yeah, F it then. Never mind.
Somebody said, I could see a coach doing it for the first time. My guess would be Adam Gase.
Oh, it'd be great. It'd be so great if Adam gets me.
You know, I'm really concerned about my health and, you know, no football. I'm opting out.
Good. Don't come back. Opt out of the NFL forever. Go coach in the Canadian League.
Really?
What?
You ever see a guy who is probably best at just being a coordinator, but he keeps getting head coaching jobs? I think that's Adam Gase.
Well, this will be his last one. No one's going to hire him after this year.
That's what we said about Lane Kiffin.
Well, no one's hired him in the NFL.
Man, go look at his resume. He's gotten some big name, some big coaching jobs.
Yeah, but he didn't. Adam Gase is going to have to go somewhere like FAU to like rehab himself.
Well, guess what? Here's what's crazy about Lane Kiffin. He went to FAU and took less money to be a head coach.
Yeah, I was supposed to be the offensive coordinator in Alabama. He took less money to be a head coach at FAU.
Right. He took less money to be a head coach. So it wasn't like he just wanted his own gig.
And Saban kicked him out before the championship game, and they ended up losing.
Yep.
By the way, question for you guys, since we're possibility of maybe hopefully if Deshaun Watson opts out and the Texans would be terrible, really high draft pick for the Dolphins, maybe even number one overall. Do you take Trevor Lawrence or do you just sell that pick for the farm and get four first round picks?
Wow,
you're not going to get four first round picks for a number one pick.
But Trevor Lawrence, he's like the god of gods.
You're not going to get four first round picks.
All right, a minimum three.
I mean, how about this, though, Robbie? What if the Patriots tank works, right, but not as good as the Texans, and then you could keep him from the Patriots? Is it worth it?
No. You can't do that.
I mean, you could draft him and then trade him. Then you could control where he goes. You could draft him and trade him.
No, it doesn't. Basketball. It doesn't. No.
It did. It happened with Eli and Phillip Rivers back in the day.
No, but they traded picks.
It did.
They traded picks. They didn't draft. They didn't do like basketball, draft them and then trade the rights.
Well, you
just squirrel them away. You squirrel them away. Nothing to worry about.
Well, that specific year, I believe the because Eli said he didn't want to go to the Chargers, but the Chargers drafted him anyways. And then afterwards they swapped picks with the Giants. I believe they got two number ones from the Giants to get Eli, and then they still got Phillip Rivers and another first round pick.
Weren't they 1-2 or 1-3?
It was 1-4.
1-4. Okay. But that's why.
Yeah, but the Chargers had already drafted Eli, but Eli had already said he didn't want to go for the Chargers, and so the Giants ponied up two first-round picks to get Eli.
Who got the better of that deal?
I mean, the Chargers got Rivers and a first-round pick, but Eli won two Super Bowls, but he changed the course of history.
Okay, so that means that the Giants got the better of that deal, right?
But do we know if Phillip Rivers is on the Giants and they have an extra first-round pick that they don't win the Super Bowls, those Super Bowls? Like the Hulk said, just because you change your past doesn't mean you change your future.
The Hulk did say that.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wait, so Robbie is getting his words of wisdom from Marvel?
He said it.
There's nobody giving up four first-round picks for a player or a pick.
Three ones and a two.
No, two. I think two is the most.
But this is Trevor Lawrence. This is like an Andrew Luck level prospect.
Two is the most that anybody will go for. Like, yeah.
Well, I think the Rams move.
Or you might do this swap and then two. So you end up with three first round picks, but technically it's only two additional ones.
That's probably what it would be. That's right. Somebody moving up from 5 to 1, and they give you an additional two first round picks.
Right. I don't know if I would do it.
I mean, they did it for RG3 back in the day. That was what the trade was.
It was also it was also the Washington Football Club. So let's keep in mind that sometimes the people making those decisions. For example, I see Bill Belichick doing something like this, trading up, right?
Yep.
Two first round picks, and get two second round picks in return. Or a second and a third.
So you see what I'm saying?
He values second and third round picks more than he values first round picks. So he'll give you as many first round picks as you want.
Tough to know, though. This is the thing that he values. Like, if he is doing a sneaky tank, like some people think, and this is the guy that he wants, he thinks that this guy's the truth, what is that worth to him? Because he's not good at first round picks anyway. What does he care?
Again, that's why he'll trade first round picks, but he'll try to get a couple of seconds or thirds back. Which is fine. No? Nah. Yeah. Nah.
He likes to move back in the first round and pick up.
He moves out of the first round all the time for a second and a third, a second and a fourth.
Give me a ring, Robbie. Brr, brr. All right. Hey, what's up, Bill? This is Chris Greer.
Hello.
Hey, man, listen, tough sledding. You know, we ended up with the Texans pick. It's number one overall. You know, we're division champs, and I see that you guys want Trevor Lawrence. So, look, we're going to take him. You know, our roster's as perfect as it is. And, you know what they say, business is business. So, what do you think, Bill? How about a 4 first-round picksies for your beloved long-haired quarterback here from Clemson?
Well, I'll give you... We'll swap picks this year. I'll give you 2 first-round picks the next 2 years, and you give me a second and a third back.
Oh, so I got to call the Jaguars. Sorry.
I think we were doing good until we had to kick back a second and a third round pick.
Yeah, you got greedy.
Well, no, because here, you have a couple of second round picks this year and a couple of second round picks next year. So you're not actually giving anything up.
Oh, you're trying to do the draft day move. You're trying to do the Sonny Weaver move. That's the oldest trick of the book. You're not actually losing anything.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you the feels. That's next.
Oh, yeah. This is no laughing matter, though. 8 days off. They tried to take us out. Rob Manfred, he tried to banish us. He tried to take the fish and say, we're going to take them out of the league, this Bob Nightingale, going out there lying about us. Nothing could stop us. We went out there, and we are right where you left us. First place. First place in the NL East, Pablo Lopez. Pablo, yeah. Striking them all out. It was a Francisco Fiesta yesterday. Savelli with the laser beam. Jesus Aguilar hitting it really far. John Birdie doing them dirty. This is what I was talking about with the fish. Doing the Zumba. Getting the hips right in the hotel room. They said we were going to go out there and get cream. All right? They said they were going to go out there and get milk. The only dairy product I want is the cream, which is rising to the top. Yeah. No further questions, Mean Gene. First place fish. Go to hell, Nightingale.
Saw him on TV yesterday.
Oh, my God. Get him out of here already. What a fugazi fake that guy is. Fish win yesterday. 4-0. Awesome story. Pablo Lopez going out there, shutting that ass down. And this Jesus Aguilar. I mean, this dude hits. I mean, he hits bombs, Leroy.
Woo!
Yes, he does.
Big fella.
Contract year.
I like it. Little value, Robbie, bringing it because he's keeping the hips loose. They were staying loose doing Zumba in the hotel, Leroy. Zumba, like the old ladies at LA Fitness. I mean, are we kidding? Are you kidding me? Pablo Lopez is throwing. Did you see like they're throwing up against a mattress in the hotel room?
Do what you got to do, man.
Unbelievable. And they go and get that win. So awesome. What an awesome performance yesterday.
That was surprising, wasn't it?
Hell yeah.
I mean, they weren't that big of underdogs. In fact, money was coming in the mornings toward the end.
It is Baltimore, but I don't care. Baltimore got all day guys. Is that tell you something to look forward to about the depth in their organization?
I mean, I don't know. Look, like I was excited to see Monte Harrison yesterday. He debuted with a hat trick.
Well, you know what he did before the game?
He did put out a hype video of himself before the game. But I tell you, look, there's just something about Monte. He's just got swag to him.
He made a nice play in center field early in the game. He made a great play.
And then you know what else he does that I like, Robbie? He did the old rundown. I mean, he's smooth in the outfield.
He is very smooth.
He goes out there. He's got like all the jewelry on, like straight like Gary Sheffield 90s. And he's like running. He does the smooth like one-handed catch while he trots. Oh, I love that. Just like a Ken Griffey flair to him.
That's like the showboating.
Yeah. I love that.
This is so easy to me.
Yeah, I love that. Now, he did whiff 3 times. But don't worry. It was first game nerves.
right.
First game nerves.
I believe Chris Bryant did that with his Cubs in his first game ever. He struck out three times, and he eventually won an MVP.
But Monte Harrison is just cool. I mean, he oozes cool.
Oh, by the way, speaking of MVP, you know what Christian Yelich's batting average is?
No, tell me, Robbie.
0.88.
Bum. Knew it the whole time.
No fans in the park can hit.
Dude's off the sauce ever since he signed his contract.
Really?
These suckers got uglied.
Really?
What? No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing around.
He did win. He won the MVP.
He won in past tense.
With that team.
Yeah, ancient history.
It's not like he won it here and then went there.
And his second best player on the team, Lorenzo Cain, he opted out of the season. Maybe he doesn't like playing with Yelich.
I don't think that's true. I think Yelich actually wrote like a nice letter to Lorenzo Cain. But we already know that they have one MVP in Milwaukee who won an MVP sauced up.
Yeah. He did what all the other guys should have did. Just hush.
Man. You want to get the feels? So Pablo Lopez.
Yeah. Ugh.
So Pablo Lopez is pitching for the first time since his dad passed away. His dad passed away in early July. And he was talking yesterday just about how difficult it was because he's like, bro, I was stuck in a hotel alone with my thoughts for a week. My dad just passed away.
Right.
And he goes,
I think that's the hardest thing. Like, what people don't realize is that when people die from COVID and can't have a proper burial or families can't get together, man, that's got to be hard on the families.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's I don't know if he died of COVID. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, just in general.
Just in general, yeah, I got you. But his dad passed away. He pitched yesterday, and this was him after the game. I mean, tell me you don't love this guy.
Given that everything that's happened, both for you personally and professionally and with the team, what does that speak to for this start that you made tonight and the performance that you had tonight against Baltimore? Thank you.
It really means a lot, you know, like the last few weeks, it's been tough. Like obviously what happened with my dad, like passing away and then just finding myself alone in a hotel room in Philadelphia. I mean, that really wore me down mentally a little bit, but it was also like thinking about him that like kept me like going through it. And, you know, like I knew like I kept having conversations with him like inside my head. And like, I know he was like pushing for me when I was there, making sure I stay ready, I stay sharp. And, you know, like, I owed it to him, like, coming into today, you know, like, I knew he was watching me. I know he's there. And, like, and I really enjoyed that feeling, you know, like, having that feeling of someone on my shoulder looking out for me. And so, yeah, like, he helped me, like, get through, like, the time in Philly and make sure I was, like, trying to do things right to keep the arm loose, keep, like, everything in shape. And, you know, like, I went into today feeling really good. So I'm sure, like, he had a lot to do with it.
Oh, he's getting choked up there at the end.
Woo. Yeah. That's got to be tough, man.
Getting a little stingy listening to Pablo talk, man. Well, that was awesome by him yesterday. Good for the Fish. They have a doubleheader today starting at 5.
Hey, we need a clarification.
Yeah.
Texter thinks we need. Leroy, the your lightning on a sunny day is not a compliment. I'm like, oh, I saw sunny day. And I thought, wow, thanks.
Just well lit?
Yeah, well lit. I lighten up the morning.
Texter writes in, Todd H. was right. We got a chance at the World Series.
Hold on. Okay. Before I allow you to silly sauce the whole situation, can we give it a week? Can we give it 10 games?
What if Todd Hollinsworth as Santa Claus, but he only gives away baseball gifts?
Oh my goodness, home runs. Like, he only gives away home runs, baseball, autographed baseballs.
What do you want for Christmas, little girl? I want a doll set. Did you say you wanted a first baseman's mitt? What do you want, Billy? I want Transformers. Did you say that you wanted a batting cage? Oh man, I love that guy. Makes me so happy. Brings me delight.
Who sees one deep out to center?
Dexter writes in, Monte has a lot of mustard on his hot dog. I like it, man. He comes out there. He's laying the leather early on. And, I mean, like, it was one of those things, too, where I don't know how much Jonathan Villar was loving playing center field anyway. So, but it might work out for him a little bit in that regard.
I'll tell you what, when Rojas comes back, Villar moves to second base. And Isan Diaz might be regretting that move.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's fine and he wanted to be safe and all that type of stuff. Maybe he's legit worried, but
I believe he is. I believe he's worried, but
I believe he's legit worried too. But it is one of those things where, you know, who's the dude, old Wally Pipp? Wasn't that
that's the fellow.
Yeah, never got his job back. Never got his job back. Hard times, daddy.
Yeah, I don't think Wally Pipp would opt out. I'm pretty sure he played during the last pandemic.
You guys can text the show at 786-360-0790. We're back with more after this. You know, what a boob this Bob Nightingale must feel like. Like, to think that you wanted to kick the Marlins out of baseball, which is essentially what he wanted to do. And you sit there like a quiet church mouse during all these press conferences, and then you watch what yesterday was and tell me you claim to love baseball but didn't love that. Shame on you, Nightingale. And you too, the rest of you baseball elitist writers. Not Heyman. The local guys. You guys are all fantastic. You know who I'm talking about. The highfalutin ones.
Heyman.
Keepers of the game. What an awesome moment that was yesterday. What an awesome night it was yesterday, Leroy. Heat, win. Marlins win, way better than the Panthers in the afternoon. That sucked.
Well, don't worry. You can say a South Florida win after the game today, and then only the Marlins and Heat play.
You only got one. By the way, I saw this yesterday. Just speaking of one thing of the Panthers, your Columbus source is full of it. I was reading this thing from Pierre LeBrun. Do you know who he is?
Nope.
Most respected hockey writer out there.
Really? And
yep.
Really? How come I never heard of him?
Because he's Canadian.
How many hockey writers do you really know?
And he was writing something to the effect of, talk about great moves that never happen. Because he says, Columbus, they did everything they could to try and convince Bobrovsky to stay. It was never, he says, never happened. And thankfully, their goalies are even better. Now, not great for the Panthers, I give you. But at least it shows that Leroy's Columbus source is full of crap. They did want to keep him.
No. All right. Let me throw this in the mix. Multiple sources. Just one person. Two people told me that.
Yeah? Two people who were saying it after the fact, now that things are all gravy?
No! Before the season! Before the season. Good riddance.
Oh, boy. Well, look. I was actually surprised. I thought that he was going to go Drieger Beaver today because of the back-to-back, but I guess what's a back-to-back when your season could be over today? He made it seem Bob was going to play.
You know what he's pulling? I like to call this, you ready? The old Kobe Bryant.
What do you mean?
Remember he was in that playoff game and he passed it to his teammates and didn't shoot?
Oh, so you think he's washing his hands of it? Like the old Pontius Pilate?
No, I think he's like, oh, y'all want Bob? Here's Bob.
So he's just, you think he's doing that and then just shrugging at his boy Dale Town? He goes,
told you. Yep.
That's diabolical. Diabolical.
Sometimes you got to do it to prove a point.
Oh, so how about this? So, you know how I was asking the question the other day if Pat Riley would be disappointed in Eric Spoelstra for knowing that he wants to get rid of Suits?
Yep.
Well, so I was reading on ESPN yesterday, and Zach Lowe did a piece on the casual coaches wear. And sure enough, the first story, the opening story of the piece.
Pat Riley.
It's about Pat Riley lending Eric Spoelstra Armani suits when Spo joined the bench because he had to be up to dress code. He wasn't in the film room anymore. And so Spo was like, yeah, Pat's so much taller than me and had the broader shoulders, so I look like the dude from the Talking Heads video. Which is not a reference I got initially, but then I clicked on the Google image, and that is hilarious. And he says, Spoelstra is almost afraid to say it out loud, but he prefers the polo look. Quote, Pat would be shocked, but there's so much less to think about. I feel more mobile. The thing I hate most about suits is the dress shoes. Which dress shoes do suck.
Oh,
I think that's
they
what,
suck. Oh, yeah.
Dress shoes do suck. We can
well,
all
you know what's
agree on
in
that.
Now.
The sneaks.
Wearing the sneaks with the suits.
Yep. Yep.
Or wearing the no socks.
I'm still not comfortable doing
oh,
that.
Oh, no.
I
got to wear socks.
I feel like I don't feel like I could pull that off, the sneakers and the suit.
If you accessorize well, because what they do now is they have like casuals in different colors. So you can pull it off.
Do you think like
Spoelstra's I've worn a blue suit with some blue sliders.
How good must that Pat Riley closet look though, where he could just lend him Armani suits?
Well, come on, man. Keep in mind, when he first goes to the bench, he's not like a former player, right? I'm more than sure he wasn't rolling in the dough.
Oh
in
no,
the video
as a,
room
as a film guy,
right?
No, how much can the film guy make at the, especially back then?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what else is in now? Dress Crux.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
Yep. Dress Crux.
Robbie, mute yourself.
Where's this?
You're in the box for 30 seconds.
I have a pair of
this,
Dress Crux.
Where's this going down at a Montana wedding?
Well, the key, the Dress Crux, they look like your regular loafers, but they're Crux. So you just got you dress normally. Maybe you wear socks to mask it a little bit, and no one can tell the difference.
What it must be at the degenerate's wedding. He's going to be there. All his groomsmen are all going to be wearing Crocs when he gets married to his honey, who's also obviously a degenerate. Although
when,
I got to imagine
when Robbie gets married, are they going to be in fatigues?
I don't know. I bet there's going to be action at the wedding though. You think Robbie's going to get married on like a casino boat?
Oh yeah, over under 5 seconds for the kiss the bride. No, that one.
How long?
Over under 3 minutes, the first dance.
Oh. Over under amount of time it takes the best man to get the garter belt off.
The toast.
First kiss.
Does the bouquet land of the sister-in-law? We got action.
That's what I'm talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, God, that's so funny, man. Just Eric Spoelstra wearing the Pat Riley suits. He goes, do you think like Pat Riley, now to Pat Riley, does he take Eric Spoelstra to the closet himself? Or does Pat Riley say, here you go, and somebody takes him to the Pat Riley suit closet?
No, he has a box. He has them all boxed up, and he sends them over to Spoelstra.
Wow.
And Spoelstra has to go get him.
I remember the Spoelstra suits the rookie year. They're definitely not as cool as they are, like, big three era of Spoelstra, where he's got, like, the thin tie. You know what Spoelstra can rock well? He rocks the thin tie well.
Now he's got this, the European cut.
Yep, he's got the
slim fit.
He's got the belt. He's got the cool belt.
The shirts don't hang over the belt loop like us regular schlubs.
Yeah, he looks good.
Nice
man.
And tight, tailored shirts.
Why would he want to get rid of that? I mean, come on. You're just outdressing everybody.
I mean, you want him to look like Van Gundy?
Oh, man, Van Gundy.
Let's not forget the sweating after the first 10 minutes of the game.
Tell you another thing he can pull off that he does. He goes polo buttoned all the way up. My fat neck can't pull that off.
I'd do that. Well, you need a bigger size shirt, dummy.
Nah, I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
Nah. Crush the items out. Nope.
I'd do that because it pulls my sleeves up. So when I golf, my sleeves don't hang down low. If I button the collar up, it pulls the sleeves up.
It does?
Yeah.
What is this, a pulley system?
Yeah. Oh. He says so many people would be watching games on iPads at Robbie's wedding.
Oh.
Somebody said,
oh,
Dan,
we make sure
Dan
have the
Craig
wedding.
Is the suit delivery guy.
Maybe. Do you think that Dan Craig has been given suits by Spoelstra? Like, has he passed it on?
No, Dan Craig's been on the bench for a long time, hasn't he?
No, because he was at Sioux Falls. He won the Sioux Falls championship 4 years ago. Whenever Fizdale first left, that's when Dan Craig, I think, got it bumped up.
Okay. But he was making more money than a video guy.
What was it? I think Dan Craig, wasn't Dan Craig, isn't that his background video too?
I think you're right.
Back in the day.
Did Spo ever coach Sioux Falls? No.
I don't even know if there was a Sioux Falls.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Dan Craig could have had a job if he wanted one, right?
I don't know if he's there yet. I don't know. Probably nope. Now. Probably now it's at that point. He's probably going on interviews and stuff, but I don't know about it's probably just getting to that point.
Somebody says I look like a turtle with my polo buttoned up.
Oh, no. Oh, man. All right, we'll take a quick break. Awesome win yesterday for your Miami Heat. We'll get into it. We'll laugh at the Celtics. We'll celebrate. We'll be back with more after this. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.